Chad met Courtney and Gabby at a frat party last Saturday night. As soon as he saw the two of them together, he knew he couldn't resist. He could never resist any hot girl, mostly because he knew that they couldn't resist him. That smoky complexion, his huge, bulging cock, clear through his pants. As soon as they got a look at him, that strong, square jaw, confident eyes, they would never be able to say no. They were almost as perfect as he was. Courtney, tall, slim, an ass that just wouldn't quit. Her chest was perky, her smile wide and white. There was something about her, her tan skin and toned legs. She was a goddess. Her dirty blonde hair was long that night, curled down over her shoulders. But her friend, they were something else together. Gabby, so thin and fit, a nice round ass, slim legs, but her chest just wouldn't quit. She was at least a D cup, but the rest of her body was so thinly framed. She had this kind of sexy scowl, like she was so disinterested in everything around her. It made Chad want her more. Her long brown hair, straight, falling over her shoulders and chest. Her thick black eyeliner curved around her eyes. Her lips were bright red. She knew what she wanted that night. And as soon as she saw Chad, she knew he was it. The three of them made eye contact. The girls were standing by the bar, drinks in their hands, giggling to each other, looking Chad up and down. They could see his bald growing in his pants, and they knew that they wanted it. He walked over to them, cocky as all. He offered to buy them a drink, but they just smiled and giggled. For the next hour, they flirted and played as if the three of them didn't already know what was going to happen. Courtney ran her fingers down his shoulders and arms, teasing, touching, running her soft hands all over his body. Gabby pretended like she didn't care. She would stare down at his crotch, bite her lips. But then she would look away, as if she was playing hard to get. The two of them would whisper to each other, looking him up and down, twisting their hair around their fingers and licking their lips to seduce him, as if they needed to. Chad knew what was going to happen that night. He knew he was going to have both of them. After a while, he decided to go for it. He asked them if they wanted to go upstairs. They didn't hesitate. Courtney grabbed his arm and led him up the stairs. Gabby followed behind, taking in the view as he walked in front of her. Chad had hooked up with at least 50 girls at those parties since he'd been in college, and he'd been with at least 50 more before he even went to college. And these girls, they were something else. this would be his first threesome. They made their way upstairs, found a secluded bedroom that no one had gotten to yet. They closed the door behind them, and Gabby made the first move. But it wasn't on Chad. She ran her fingers up Courtney's thigh, leaning in and kissing her deep and hard. She looked over at Chad as she let her lips fall into Courtney's. He could see her smiling, tasting her girlfriend's lips, her tongue. She was such a tease, and he loved it. He wasted no time getting involved. He stepped forward, leaned into the girls, and put one hand on each of their backs. Their skin was so smooth and warm, bronzed and tanned. He could feel their hair falling down their backs, and he slipped his hand up the back of their shirts. He watched as they kissed, running their fingers through each other's hair and sliding their hands down each other's chests. Soon, they parted lips and turned toward him. He didn't waste any time. He leaned in and kissed Courtney hard, tasting her sweet lip gloss, sliding his tongue in and out of her mouth. He dug his fingers gently into her back and pulled her in close, feeling her warm crotch pressed up against his thigh. Gabby wanted some too. He left Courtney wanting more and kissed Gabby hard. Their tongues intertwined, explored each other's mouths, and his hand slowly slipped down and grabbed both of the girls' butts, feeling those round, firm, fit asses, one in each hand. So perfect. Soon, kissing just wasn't enough. Courtney fell down to her knees and started unbuckling Chad's pants. He was slightly surprised by her forwardness, but he knew it was coming all the same. She slowly unbuttoned his jeans, unzipped his pants, pulled each side apart, and his bulge was so big and ready. She could see him throbbing through the fabric of his boxers, twitching underneath, just waiting for her touch. She slowly and carefully pulled his boxers down and revealed the thick, throbbing erection underneath. He pulled away from Gabby and looked down at Courtney, biting his lip and putting his hand on the back of her head. He was so confident and cocky in the best way. They'd both heard about his reputation around the frat parties, about his massive manhood, and they were not disappointed. Gabby looked down and gasped, giggling and fondling Chad, her hands reaching down and playing with the tip, his pre-cum oozing onto her fingers. Courtney pulled his boxers and pants all the way down to his ankles. his erection sprung to life. Her mouth slowly made its way down, first gently kissing his thighs, teasing him until she could hear him breathing heavy over her. Gabby kept playing with the tip and looking up at him, as if they wanted him to beg for more. But he decided what was going on that night. At some point, they knew he was in charge, just pushing his limits. He gently grabbed onto Courtney's hair just to show her who was boss. She gasped playfully, looked up at him, and slid her tongue all the way up his long, thick, meaty shaft. She moaned as she tasted his pre-cum, lapping it up. She slowly pressed her lips to his tip, teasing a little more, but she knew what he wanted, and she knew she had to give it to him. Courtney opened her mouth and took Chad's full length down her throat. She accepted all of it, running her lips up and down the shaft, moistening his tip and licking up all the pre-cum as she swirled her tongue around his swollen head. She sucked and licked and gave him the most perfect blowjob he'd ever had. She bobbed her head up and down, Gabby getting excited and jealous. Soon Gabby dropped to her knees, and the two girls began to share Chad's huge cock. They each licked all the way up one side, their tongues mingling at the tip, each taking turns licking up the juicy pre-cum that gushed from his head. Chad loved watching them both eagerly licking at his cock, their tongues touching, their lips pressing together every few seconds. Oh, they loved tasting him. They alternated, looking into each other's eyes and looking up at their toy. Chad decided it was time to see more of them now. He pulled them both up by their arms, pushed them towards the bed in the center of the room, and stepped out of his pants and boxers. He lifted his shirt to show off his huge, throbbing, aching dick. He gave them a look, just a look, and they knew exactly what he wanted of them. Courtney began pulling her shirt off slowly, and Gabby unbuttoned the front of her pants. He told them both that he wanted them to go slow. So they smiled and began undressing each other in front of him. Gabby pulled Courtney's shirt over her head, pulling her yoga pants down over her perfect round ass. Courtney finished unbuttoning Gabby's pants, dropping them down around her ankles, and sliding her hands slowly up her shirt. Courtney pulled Gabby's shirt up over her breasts and pushed Gabby's breasts together to show them off, before pulling the shirt all the way over Gabby's head. They both stood there in their underwear, Courtney wearing nice green lacy panties and a green bra. Gabby was wearing a black thong and a black bra. But it didn't matter. Soon they'd both be completely naked. Courtney turned Gabby around and playfully snapped her bra. Chad just laughed and nodded his head. Courtney undid Gabby's bra and let it drop to the floor, pulling her panties all the way down to the ankles. Now Gabby's completely shaved pussy was exposed, and her round breasts were perfect. Chad could see every bit of her body, and now he wanted to see Courtney's. He took the initiative this time. He stepped forward, kissed Courtney hard, and undid her bra from the back. He pulled her bra off and tossed it to the ground, wrapping his fingers around her panties and ripping them off so hard they tore in one swift, smooth motion. Both girls gasped and laughed, and he pushed them down onto the bed side by side. First, he knelt down in front of them, spreading both of their legs and laying them back on the bed. They did exactly what he wanted because they knew what they were about to get. Chad leaned forward, pressed his lips to Courtney's pussy. They were both so smooth and clean-shaven. Courtney smelled sweet and he darted his tongue out, licking her wet pussy lips. Oh, she tasted so good. His tongue slipped between her lips, sliding all the way up until he reached her clit. She moaned loudly, and he looked up to see Gabby groping Courtney's chest. Oh, he tasted her moist, dripping cunt, flicking her clit with his tongue while Gabby groped at her and licked her nipples. He wanted to tease them, torture them, make them want him so bad that they begged, but he knew himself what he wanted, and he would have it. He jumped over to Gabby, pushing her back and spreading her legs, burying his face in her juicy cunt. She was a screamer. Oh, he licked her, sucking on her clit until she was so loud he knew the rest of the party downstairs could hear her. Courtney leaned over, kissed Gabby. She still moaned into Courtney's mouth, and he could hear them both enjoying each other. But he wanted more. More than just licking juicy pussies. He stood up, put one finger in each of them, and started finger banging both of them at the same time while they moaned and screamed his name. Oh, they were ready. Ready for him, his big, thick cock. Courtney was tighter than Gabby, but he knew they could both take it no problem. He got between Courtney's legs, slipped himself in, no condom, no questions, all the way inside her, so deep he could feel her clench. She screamed. He knew that he was too big, but he didn't care. He started to fuck her hard, pounding in and out, over and over, listening to her moaning his name, clenching her teeth, clutching the sheets on either side of her until Gabby got involved. Gabby took Courtney's hand and put it on her chest. Courtney groped Gabby's round, perfect tits, squeezing them, screaming. Oh, he smiled at this. He loved watching them play with each other, using them as toys, making them entertain him, This is what he loved. What he'd always wanted. Oh, he spread Courtney wide, fucking her delicious pussy, pounding her so fucking hard she could barely stand it, but he knew she would never say no. He kept fucking her, his fingers digging into her thighs, pulling her closer and closer and getting deeper and deeper until she was fucking turning red. He was ready to come already. There was something about this whole thing that made him twitch inside her. But he wanted something more. He wanted both of them on top of him at once. He pulled out, hearing Courtney scream and whimper. He laid down, grabbing onto Gabby's arm, pulling her on top of him. Positioning her hips right over his cock so that he could feel her warm, moist pussy. And then he pushed her hips down, feeling himself enter her. Oh, she moaned so hard, so loud and long. He knew she couldn't resist him. She started riding back and forth right away, grinding her pelvis on him, bucking her hips and bouncing that ass up and down on that long, delicious cock. Their skin was all warm together. The three of them pressed close. Chad grabbed onto Courtney, pulled her on top of him until she was sitting right on his face. Oh, she loved kissing him, his square jaw, his perfect, plump lips. But sitting on his face was even better. She could feel him licking her, sucking on her clit, grabbing onto her ass and pulling her down onto him even harder. Oh, he ate her cunt so good while Gabby rode him. Courtney and Gabby kissed over top of him, making out and moaning into each other's mouths as he pleasured both of them while receiving even more. Gabby bucked hard against him, bouncing that ass up and down, back and forth, so hard, so fast. Both girls moaned faster, faster, louder. They started getting more high-pitched, and he could tell that his tongue was going to make Courtney come. She started to scream, moaning, and then squirting all over his face. He felt her juices dripping down his neck. He could taste her. Oh, she was grinding against his mouth, coming all over him. And Gabby wasn't far behind. She rode him fast, screaming his name, Chad, Chad, Chad. And finally, she too released, coming all over his long, thick member. And that was all he needed. Chad grunted into Courtney's pussy, continuing to pull her down into his face farther and harder. Oh, he finally let go. His cock throbbed, twitched, pulsed, and he came inside Gabby's wet, eager pussy. He thrust upward, hard and fast, fucking her in midair. Oh, she could feel it gushing out of his cock and into her moist cavern. Oh, his cum was so thick and creamy, she could feel it dripping down her thighs. There wasn't enough room for both his cock and his load. He fired so deep inside her, string after string of warm cum filling her up. Oh, she felt so dirty and so right. The three of them came hard together, Chad filling Gabby's moist hole, Gabby coming all over Chad's thick, fat cock. and Courtney squirting all over Chad's eager mouth. They were soaked, covered in their own juices. The girls finally dismounted him and collapsed next to him on the bed. They all lay there exhausted, sweating, covered in cream. They knew that was the best party they'd ever go to. Chad wiped his cock off on the mattress, got dressed, and left both girls there, moaning his name and wanting more.